Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to start today's show with Airto Moreira, the great Brazilian percussionist. He was born August 5th, 1941, a recent birthday. I missed announcing it last week, but he is 82 years of age. I understand he is in poor health and is being cared for by his wife, the great singer Flora Purim. Airto Moreira introduced us to all kinds of exotic hand percussion, playing with Chick Corea's Return to Forever, Miles Davis, Weather Report, many, many more. We're going to start today's show from his album Fingers, a 1973 release. Let's listen to Paraná from Airto.
Bow, bow.
Some beautiful harp work on that last set. The last thing you heard was one of my favorite pieces of jazz music of all times, and that one's from Ravi Coltrane from the album Blending Times. And the track you heard, For Toria, features the harp work of Brandy Younger, along with composer of that piece, Charlie Hayden, and saxophonist Ravi Coltrane. And that piece of music was written for Alice Coltrane. And that is a track you heard prior to For Toria. We heard Blue Nile from Alice Coltrane from the album Ta the El Daud. And that features Alice Coltrane on harp, Pharoah Sanders on tenor saxophone and alto flute, Joe Henderson also on alto flute, Ron Carter on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And we started out that set with Paraná from Aerto from the album Fingers. And as I mentioned, Aerto recently had his 82nd birthday. He is in poor health. There is a GoFundMe page to contribute to the care of Aerto. I see it's recently crossed the $45,000 mark. You can Google Aerto Moreira's GoFundMe page for that one if you'd like to contribute. We're going to continue on now with a few pieces from the hard bop era. We're going to begin with Horace Silver from the album Six Pieces of Silver. That's a 1952 release. This is Senor Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, yes, the very quirky sound of Thelonious Monk from the album Straight No Chaser, a 1996 release. We heard Green Chimneys, and that's the great Thelonious Monk Quartet. Thelonious Monk on piano, Charlie Rouse on tenor saxophone, in my opinion, one of the underappreciated tenor saxophone players, Larry Gales on bass, and Ben Riley on drums. Before that, we heard from Cannonball Adderley Quartet with the album The Quintet Plus. We heard Lisa, a Victor Feldman composition. That's Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Victor Feldman on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. And we started out that set with Horace Silver from the album Six Pieces of Silver. That one has Horace Silver on piano, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Doug Watkins on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Next up, we're going to hear from the Miles Davis Quartet from the album ESP, Miles Davis's second grade quartet. We're going to hear the title track from that one, ESP. Thank you. That is Miles Davis from the album ESP, and that one is the first appearance of Miles Davis's second great quintet. Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, and that group was to make jazz history. We heard the title track from that album, ESP, from 1965. That brings us close to the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you for listening, folks. We are an over-the-air broadcast on WWUH 91.3 FM from Hartford, Connecticut. And we are also a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. And you can join me on social media by going to jazztodon.com. We are part of the Mastodon network, and jazztodon.com is a fun and interesting community of jazz lovers. And we discuss a lot of the music that you hear on this show. So join me there, jazztodon.com. And we're going to finish out today's show with Kenny Garrett from the album Sounds from the Ancestors. We're going to hear a piece he wrote for the great Roy Hargrove. It's entitled simply Hargrove from Kenny Garrett. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.